For about half of the year, you'll find artist Wilbur Niewald painting a stand of trees in Loose Park, or the freeway circling around the buildings in the West Bottoms, or he'll be in his studio painting a cluster of apples and a pitcher, or his wife of more than 60 years, Jerry. A new exhibition at the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art focuses on some of Niewald's portraits that he's created over the last four decades. KCUR's Laura Spencer spoke with the artist in his West Bottom studio.
I don't consider myself a portrait painter or a landscape painter or a still life painter. All of it to me is one. It's all painting. And once I began to paint directly, which was about 1970, I naturally moved right away into landscape, and then, you know, naturally still life, and then decided, of course, I would do figures.
Well, could you talk about that moment you talked about in the early 70s when you, mm-hmm. you described it different ways, but as sort of that kind of transformation moment when you decided to change your style?
Through the 50s and the 60s, I was painting abstractly, but my painting continually evolved into what could be called, which was, in a way, representation. I was pleased with what was going on. We were in Mexico, and I was painting indirectly by making drawings and then coming into the studio and working from those drawings in a painting. And we came home. I was back in the studio at home. I sort of asked myself, why am I painting indirectly? Why don't I just look out the window and paint what I see? And it was one of the most liberating, freeing experiences of my life. Opened up a whole new world, a world that I knew through my teaching and what I knew many years earlier. So from that moment on, it was always direct painting from nature, and in this context, I'm using nature as all that we see.
One thing Alice Thorson from The Star suggested, people know you from your landscapes of Penn Valley and Loose Park, and in your portraits, you are painting often, you're painting yourself or your wife or your daughter, but there's a somewhat of a repetition of figures, and she suggested that you have to have kind of an intimacy with your subjects in the same way that you have with the landscape. And I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about that, if you
yes,
find that, that you kind of need to have that connection to your subject.
I would say that all of it was a study. In other words, I don't consider so much, I know sometimes one hears, just that you have to know the person and all of this to really express what's there. But for me, what's there is what I see. I'm not trying to get a likeness. The likeness that I want is the likeness of the relationships of color, because that's what we see. And if I get that, then I know that someone will, I hope that someone will say, yes, that looks like or feels like that person. But it's basically, to me, or it's no different than painting anything else. It's just as difficult to paint an apple as it is a face, except for this thing, that the subtlest little change people would notice more in the portrait than you would the apple. But basically, it's all still life. If you're painting from observation, it's all still life.
Well, I'm curious about your self-portraits, because mm-hmm. you are working from direct observation. How do you paint yourself?
Well, I just have an easel with a mirror, and I set that up, and then my painting and canvas, very close. And then just start in. It's just a study. It's a wonderful thing to do, just to study the relationships and the emotion, the feelings. That's all in what you see. It's not in trying to impose anything. Giacometti said a wonderful thing. He said, first of all painting is subjective. And you don't try to express yourself. It just is there, whatever you're doing. He used this term. He said, copy the cup. Copy the cup, but it's always your cup. And that's the same way I feel. I just say, copy what I see, but it's all within myself.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Laura.